For Little Friends, I'm Going to Primary by Laurie Stevens. Now every week in primary, children gather reverently to learn the gospel, sing, and pray. Children's Song Book, pages 256 and 257. Picture number one shows a young boy. It says, I am 3 years old. Today is my last day in nursery. Everyone in nursery listens to stories, sings, and plays. I will miss my teacher. Picture number two, a girl saying, next week I will go to big primary. My new teacher's name is Sister Gray. She has a pretty smile. I like her. The third picture is of a young boy folding his arms and bowing his head in prayer. And he says, I have visited primary. I had to be quiet, sit still, and listen. This is called reverence. Picture number four, I sat with Sister Gray and sang songs. The older children were there, too. It was fun. And there's a picture of the young boy sitting by Sister Gray. Picture number five, a picture of Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. In nursery, I learned about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I know they love me. I will learn more about them in primary. And finally, picture number six, the little boy is standing proudly saying, I'm too big for nursery now. I'm glad I get to go to primary and be a sunbeam. Winter by Vera Ogden Backer. I hear the cold wind brush my nose. Now put your hand by your ear and then brush your nose with it. I feel the frost tickle my toes. Tickle the top of your shoes. I catch a snowflake in my mouth. Open your mouth wide. See birds fly and flocks to the south. Put side of hand above the eyes. I watch my breath float on the air. Look up and blow. Wear fuzzy frost curls in my hair. Pat your hair. I build a snowman round and tall. Clasp your hands and form a circle with your arms. Inspect the footprints near the wall. Look down. I make a snow fort. Pack it hard. Make packing motions with your hands, and jump in drifts in my front yard. Jump in place. I fly downhill on my fast sled, make a quick swishing motion with your hand, or slide on our slippery walk instead. Slide on one foot. FHE, a recipe for silly snowballs. For each snack, you will need jam or peanut butter, a vanilla wafer, and 4 miniature marshmallows. 1. Spread the jam or peanut butter on the vanilla wafer. And 2. Top it with 4 miniature marshmallows. Now, enjoy. Winter Sparkler. To make a winter decoration, you'll need a ruler, water, an empty margarine tub or something similar, a small evergreen branch, leaf, or whatever you like, and a piece of string. 1. Pour about 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters of water into the margarine tub. 2. Put in the piece of evergreen or the item of your choice. 3. Make a loop by tying the ends of the piece of string. Place the knotted end in the water, then drape the loop over the top of the tub. 4. Carefully put the tub in the freezer. When the ice is frozen, run water on the bottom of the tub and remove the ice. 5. Hang the ice sparkler outdoors where the sun can shine on it. Good books for little friends. Goody Old Grumpity by Carol Ryrie Brink. When Goody Old Grumpity baked a cake, everyone, especially the children, hurried over to beg to lick the bowl. And at last, when the cake was all golden and nice, Goody took a great knife and cut each a slice. This easy-to-read story poem is followed by an authentic 17th-century recipe that uses Goody's ingredients. Snowed In by Barbara M. Lucas. Where do you live? What would you do if you were snowed in all winter? Grace and Luke live on a farm in Wyoming. This book tells what they did in the winter when they were snowed in. Really snowed in. Easy to read. Angelina Ice Skates by Catherine Holabird. When Angelina and her friends were practicing for their New Year's Eve ice show, a couple of hockey players bothered them, unintentionally at first, then by teasing. Angelina teased them the next day, and when they admired her skating, she asked them to be in her show. They said yes. It was a wonderful show, with an ice castle and fireworks, too. Warm as Wool by Scott Russell Sanders. The Ward family was cold, even while wearing all their clothes. Betsy got her sock full of coins and bought 8 sheep. 5 of them died that first year, but even so, Betsy was able to make warm woolen clothes for her family. The pictures beautifully illustrate this history of a family struggle to live in an 1803 wilderness. End of For Little Friends.